Cornyn and Gopp colleagues defend Second Amendment rights. Texas Border Business, Washington, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, and 29 of his Senate GOP colleagues today sent a letter to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, Deputy Director Marvin Richardson, urging him to align the agency with President Trump's Second Amendment priorities as laid out in his recent executive order, and calling on him to identify and rescind former President Biden's unlawful firearms regulations, including the engaged in the business rule, pistol brace rule, so-called ghost gun rule, and zero tolerance policy, under which ATF has revoked the licenses of federal firearm licensees, FFLs, over minor bookkeeping violations. They wrote, on Friday, February 7, 2025, President Donald J. Trump took decisive action to reaffirm law-abiding Americans' Second Amendment rights in issuing his executive order, protecting Second Amendment rights. We urge you to immediately align ATF's rules and policies with the president's strong support for the Second Amendment. Under former President Joe Biden, ATF adopted numerous policies and rules that infringed upon American Second Amendment protections. President Trump's executive order directs Attorney General Pam Bondi to review and develop a plan of action regarding President Biden's unlawful firearms regulations. We ask that you work with the Attorney General to quickly identify and rescind these policies. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, and Senators Tom Tillis, RNC, John Barrasso, RWAY, Cindy Hyde-Smith, RMS, Shelley Moore Capito, RWV, Jim Justice, RWV, Jim Risch, RID, Cynthia Lummis, RWAY, Steve Daines, RMT, Ted Cruz, RTX, Kevin Kramer, RND, Mike Croppo, RID, James Lankford, ROK, John Hoven, RND, Roger Marshall, RKS, Rick Scott, R Florida, Lindsey Graham, RSC, Ted Budd, RNC, Bill Hagerty, RTN, Tim Sheehy, RMT, Pete Ricketts, RNA, Bill Cassidy, RLA, Joni Ernst, REA, Marsha Blackburn, RTN, Todd Young, RIN, Marquain Mullen, ROK, Deb Fisher, RNA, Jim Banks, RIN, and Jerry Moran, RKS, joined the letter. The full text of the letter is available here and below. February 20, 2025. Marvin G. Richardson, Deputy Director, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, 99 New York Avenue, Nebraska, Washington District of Columbia, 20226. Dear Deputy Director Richardson, thank you for your service in leading the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, during the presidential transition. On Friday, February 7, 2025, President Donald J. Trump took decisive action to reaffirm law-abiding Americans' Second Amendment rights in issuing his executive order, protecting Second Amendment rights. We urge you to immediately align ATF's rules and policies with the president's strong support for the Second Amendment. Under former President Joe Biden, ATF adopted numerous policies and rules that infringed upon American Second Amendment protections. President Trump's executive order directs Attorney General Pam Bondi to review and develop a plan of action regarding President Biden's unlawful firearms regulations. We ask that you work with the Attorney General to quickly identify and rescind these policies. In particular, we call your attention to the following anti-Second Amendment regulations and policies, which must be immediately rescinded. The engaged in the business rule, which is an unconstitutional attempt to move ATF to do all it can to impose universal background checks on law-abiding Americans. ATF has been enjoined, at least temporarily, from enforcing the rule because it violated the text of the Gun Control Act. The pistol brace rule, which improperly reclassifies pistols equipped with stabilizing braces as short-barreled rifles, SBRs, thereby subjecting them to stringent regulations and serious criminal penalties under the National Firearms Act and the Gun Control Act. We are troubled by the fact that ATF promulgated this rule after it previously determined that attaching a stabilizing brace to a pistol did not render the pistol an SBR. This rule threatens to put stabilizing braces out of reach of millions of gun owners, including disabled combat veterans who rely on them to be able to shoot heavy pistols. Furthermore, the rule made law-abiding Americans felons overnight for having lawfully purchased stabilizing brace-equipped pistols. Multiple courts have already found the rule to be arbitrary and capricious under the Administrative Procedure Act, and it was ordered vacated by the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas. We appreciate the government's recent motions to hold ATF's 5th and 11th Circuit appeals defending the rule in abeyance and to postpone oral argument, and ATF should work quickly to accede to the vacator given the ongoing litigation. The so-called ghost gun rule, which cracks down on law-abiding hobbyists who are exercising their Second Amendment rights to privately build firearms, a long-standing tradition that traces back to the colonial era. The regulations are currently before the Supreme Court, but ATF should act immediately to rescind this rule. The zero-tolerance policy, under which ATF has revoked the licenses of federal firearm licensees, FFLs, over minor bookkeeping violations. This policy violates a decades-long precedent of ATF working with FFLs to address these minor, unintentional violations and revoking FFL licenses only in cases of major, willful violations that threaten public safety. ATF should develop a program to restore the federal firearms licenses of those FFLs whose licenses were unfairly revoked, or surrendered under duress, where they did not engage in willful conduct, as understood prior to June 23, 2021, when the policy was announced, and do not represent a threat to public safety. In addition to promptly rescinding these rules and policies, we urge you to immediately destroy the hundreds of millions of ATF Form 4473 firearm transaction records and other licensee records that are over 20 years old. These records have no particular law enforcement value but do contain the sensitive information of millions of law-abiding gun owners. ATF should likewise return to the policy of allowing FFLs to destroy Form 4473 in their possession that are over 20 years old, which the Biden administration initiated in violation of the federal prohibition on gun registration. Ending the policy of retaining these very old records will save money for the American taxpayer and counteract ATF's unconstitutional rule change. Furthermore, we urge you to continue collaboration to improve the process for National Firearms Act applications. Congress recently instructed ATF to make these improvements. While NFA wait times have improved significantly, ATF must continue to address ongoing delays in application processing times, until the archaic process is at least as efficient as the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. There is no reason that the right to purchase a firearm should be so greatly delayed. A right delayed is a right denied. The foregoing should not be considered a full accounting of every action or policy for which ATF may be held responsible under President Trump's executive order, but represent obvious and high-priority places for ATF to initiate compliance. We look forward to working with you through the transition as you implement President Trump's agenda and reorient ATF toward protecting Americans' Second Amendment rights.